This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Scott Burton, in for Shelley Delaney here on Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. It's about 21 minutes after the hour. My guest now is Liz Perry. She's the president and CEO of Travel Juno. Liz, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Travel Juno, tell us a little bit about how you serve the city.
Our purpose in serving the city is to market Juno to conventions, groups, and independent travelers. So we do that in a number of ways. We have a destination marketing department that handles social media, ad outreach, doing those kinds of placements. And we also have a department that is dedicated to convention sales. So between those two, we really want to get as many independent travelers and meeting planners into Juno as possible.
Got it. And you mentioned you are a nonprofit. You do receive some funding from the city. Is that correct?
We receive a portion of the hotel bed tax.
Okay.
So we do not receive any general fund support from the city at all.
Okay.
But we do get a grant of hotel bed tax each year.
Got it. And where are you located?
We're located at 800 Glacier Avenue, right at the corner of Willoughby and Glacier.
Okay. What's your biggest challenge in getting conventions and people to Juno?
Oh, I think convincing them that we are actually much closer than they realize. I actually sat across the table from a meeting planner a few years ago. It was one of the last meetings of the day, and she sat down. She said, "I'm so sorry, but I really don't do international meetings." So we have a geography lesson in front of us for a lot of meeting planners about what that looks like. And our philosophy generally is that if any organization can afford to meet in Hawaii, they can easily afford to meet in Juno.
And once you get them here, what are some of the comments you hear from them?
They generally are very supportive of the services that we can provide to them. We do have a suite of services for planners that include complete RFP bid documents.
RFP.
That's a request for proposals.
Okay.
So we put together hotel pricing. We get together catering pricing and put a full bid package together for organizations and then, you know, help walk them through what it's like to put a meeting together in Juno.
All right. So what's on your radar right now?
Well, I think there's a kind of a misperception out there that once that last cruise ship leaves the dock in Juno that we kind of wipe the sweat from our brow and put our feet up for the winter, and that could not be farther from the truth. We have a lot of projects that we are engaged in and other kinds of events. And one of the things we're really excited about right now is undertaking the Destination Next assessment. And this is provided through Destinations International, which is an umbrella organization for destination marketing organizations like ourselves. And this is an assessment that Anchorage has done, Fairbanks has done. And matter of fact, we're joining about 290 other communities who have done this. So there is a piece of the assessment that is directed to our stakeholders directly. So that includes our Travel Juno partners, CBJ leadership, the assembly, and other high-level business and community leaders here in town. And there is a second survey that is available to the community at large that we would invite the Juno community to come in and take. The assessment takes 25 minutes or less. And we will have the link up on our website, traveljuno.com. They just need to go to the section about Travel Juno, and the link will be right there on that page. But what we're hoping to gain by this is a snapshot of Juno as a destination, as it sits right now. So there are a number of questions regarding our hotel stock, our restaurant stock. What is our infrastructure like? Do we have everything in place today to handle the visitors that we have today? And that includes the independent visitors as well as our meeting attendees.
What if somebody's listening and they're not a fan of having people visit Juno? What would you tell them? What does tourism do for our community?
One of our big tenets in the organization and to our partners is that everyone in Juno, every business in Juno is in the visitor industry, whether they really recognize it or not. So we want people to really think about the impacts that extra boost in our economy has for them. So the visitor industry impacts our fire and police department, provides revenues for all sorts of resources and activities that we would not necessarily be able to have if it were not here.
All right. So filling out this form sort of helps you see this as Project Next or Destination Next.
Destination Next. And to be clear, we want people's honest opinion about Juneau as a destination as well, with the understanding that our role, Travel Juneau's role in the community, is aimed directly at independent travel and meetings. So that's where all of our marketing and where the vast majority of our effort is spent. We want to make sure that the cruise passengers have a great experience here so that they will come back as independent travelers.
Interesting. All right. So that's Destination Next, and we can find those links to those forms at your website?
At the website, traveljuneau.com.
All right. What else is going on?
Oh, we are going to be participating in the gallery walk this year down at the our larger visitor information center at the cruise ship terminal. We'll be opening that up at about 4 o'clock. And we're really happy that we're partnering with Perseverance Theater this year. They're going to be providing some carolers, and some of the young people associated with their programming are going to be helping us out with that. So there will be some storytelling, some caroling, starting at about 4:45, running through till about 6:45. And we're also going to have a station set up inside the center for writing a letter to Santa. So if kids want to come in and get that letter gone to Santa with their wish list, they can do that at the Cruise Ship Terminal Visitor Information Center.
And that's near the base of the tram. Is that right?
It is. We're right next door to the tram. And another thing we want people to remind the listeners of is that the trolley will be running back and forth, and that is a trolley stop during gallery walk. So it'll drop you off right there at the visitor center, and they just walk right on in. So we're really looking forward to having the place dressed up and inviting the community in for that.
All right. So that's the big gallery walk in December, a week from this Friday.
Yes.
All right. Anything else you want to tell us about, Liz?
Well, a couple of things that are just ongoing. We have our Bring It Home program, which is designed to encourage residents to bring meetings home to Juneau. If you have an organization that you belong to that has an annual meeting, either at a statewide level or even regional level, that is anywhere between 10 and about 350 people, we would like to help get that meeting into town, and we will reward our local champions for that. So anyone interested in that should get hold of Vicki Logan, who is our convention sales manager, and she's at 586-1749. The other thing we have going on right now is we kind of have a call for winter volunteers. We try to have volunteers available during the winter at the airport, so they would need to just sign up for a shift for that, get some training, and anyone who would be interested in volunteering for us winter or summer should call Alicia Lemer at 586-1740.
Off the top of your head, how many winter tourists do we get, say, in December or January, February?
That's a number we're getting ready to track. I would say most of our visitors are associated with meetings and then, of course, with the legislative session. Mm. And, of course, JEDC just released their survey of that information. So we get several – I would say we get several thousand in here during the winter time. But we really would like to get some extra meetings in here, especially on those shoulder seasons. That just gives an extra boost to our economy, our local restaurants, and our local retailers.
All right. That's Liz Perry. She's the president and CEO of Travel Juneau. The website again is?
TravelJuneau.com.
And if you want to participate in Bring It Home, you can call 586-1749.
Correct.
And you can also fill out the Destination Next form.
Yes, we would love to have the community participate in that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Liz.